And I thought Chip was aggressive, did a really good job of calling him. And Devin stepped up in a big way, came in for Will and delivered that throw. But, I mean, what an unbelievable catch. I mean, I couldn't believe he caught it. You know, just a tremendous play. But then I thought we came out in the second half, too, and continued that because 28-7 and a half, we wanted to get the thing to at least 35. And, you know, I think when, you know, you come out and you can you know, get a three and out, or I don't know if it was exactly a three and out, and then get the ball back and score another touchdown. It just it flips the game, and I thought that was kind of where the game turned.
Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch, and then give us a 10, please.
Ron, how do you explain the problems the defense had in the first half? They had averaging 10 yards a play well into the second quarter.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the sum total of it all, 50 plays and 246 yards and 7 points. You come away and you say, geez, well, what a great performance. And certainly I thought we did a really good job of shutting down, especially in the second half. But there's some things we got to look at in the film and figure out, you know, kind of early on, like you said, some explosive plays in there that we got to clean up. I think that we were watching the film at halftime. We were close to getting to the quarterback with a couple things. We just needed to hang on coverage just a tick longer. But, you know, listen, they're a good team and they're well coached and they have good players too. But I thought we responded and made the changes appropriate and in-game adjustments were solid.
Over to the right, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, two things. One, Tyleek being available but not necessarily playing today. What happened with Aaron? And also, what was the evaluation with Will at halftime?
Yeah, well, Will's good to go. Just, you know, took a shot there, as you guys saw. Tyleek was available. He was going to be, was available in an emergency role. If we felt like we needed him, we were going to put him in the game. He was cleared, but felt like one more week, almost like the Donovan situation. One more week of rest, you know, would get him to 100%, which we felt like was the right thing to do. If we needed to, we could have put him in the game. We decided we didn't need him.
Tim May on three.
Yeah, just a general overview of how you feel about this game. You know, first road game, first Big Ten game, winning by 38-7, and then, of course, the turnovers y'all forced and the stoppage there on a fourth down when they were deep in your territory. Just how much did those loom huge, I guess?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the turnover battle was huge in this game. And, you know, if we don't get those turnovers, you know, maybe it's a different game for sure. But that's the game. And, you know, we got to make sure we're winning the situations. So, you know, we'll take a look at the film and figure out where it's at. But I thought the atmosphere was excellent early on. I thought, you know, they came out and played really, really hard. I think, again, Jonathan's doing a really good job of, you know, putting his culture into and his thumbprint on the program here. You can see it going, and got a lot of respect for him and his staff. But I thought our guys responded well and had some really good poise. That was something that we talked about coming into the game, is, you know, having poise in the noise, you know, getting down in there. Some of those fourth down conversions are pretty clutch.
Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
You talk about that poise. Will started off really well and maybe kind of hit a little rust spot, had a couple of passes that I'm sure he wants back, one obviously that he wants back. What was your assessment of just the poise that he showed and kind of settled down on that following drive and answered back right back?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one was the interception. You know, he knows. I mean, that was not a good play, and it could have cost us. So something to learn from. You just had to move on from it and you know, work through his progression there. But, you know, when you're going through, you know, learning a new offense and everything's going to be some of these growing opportunities and learning from those opportunities. So, but overall, I thought he was solid. He was poised, made some big throws, and then you know, a couple tough runs in there that you know, you can see what a difference it makes when you have somebody who can run.
Over to the left, Larry Lage, Associated Press.
What has allowed Jeremiah to at least match the expectations that came in for him so far?
Yeah, his work ethic. He does it every day in practice. I mean, he just doesn't say a word, but works his tail off. His discipline, his humility. He loves being a Buckeye. You can tell just with the way he works with his teammates. And he's coming out of his shell a little bit, too, which is great to see. But, I mean, the talent speaks for itself. I just am impressed with the discipline and the hard work and being able to step in at such a young age. The only way you do that is if you go in and put the work in. And, you know, he came in with that work ethic. Brian's certainly taken it from there, but this is a special young man.
Over to the right, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Ryan, we talk about Jeremiah Smith and how special he is, but Caleb Downs on defense was pretty incredible, pretty impressive. What's it like to have, when things are a little clunky, you've got a guy that can make NFL plays on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, I thought Caleb played great tonight. Showed up in a big way on a bunch of different spots, and you can just see the acceleration, how fast he plays, and part of that is his athleticism, but another part is just the way he prepares. I mean, he prepares as hard as anybody on our team, and he was all over the place tonight, and made a huge difference. And you said, and kind of turning that point where they were moving the ball some, and he got us going a little bit back there, and those are some big plays, and then I think it kind of felt like it turned the momentum for us on defense.
We're going to go two more questions for Coach, and then bring Jeremiah up. Spencer Holbrook, Bud Monroe.
Ryan, what does it say? I know you've already touched on a little bit. What does it say about Devin to be able to come in and deliver that kind of pass?
That was a clutch play. It was a clutch play. He put it there, and, we told him, if you have the opportunity to throw it, rip it. Only throw it where, the receiver can catch it. He had a couple different options there. If nothing was there, just throw it out of bounds and kick the field goal. And he did that, and he gave him a chance. And so it was good. It was good to see him make that play in that big spot.
Cameron T. Robinson, The Athletic.
Ryan, two things on Trey. I know he kind of limped off the field after he got hit there and fumbled. Well, didn't fumble, but just kind of how's he doing? And then two, just how much growth have you seen from him specifically in the pass pro side of things?
He had some great pickups, huge pickups. The one on the touchdown to Jeremiah and the touchdown to Omeka. And there was a couple more. He did a really good job coming across. I got to watch the film, but there's like three of them in particular. He came across and picked up some corner fires and did a nice job. That was big. He's becoming that all-purpose back that, we all know he can be. And, again, I thought they ran hard. But, I think where we are right now is we're making progress, but we got a long way to go, and I think that, our guys have that mindset. It was good to get this win on the road, first road win, good environment. But we know that the challenges are bigger ahead, so we got to get on this film and stay hungry and keep the journey going. But, we're going to get back to work tomorrow, and we know that we got a really good Iowa team coming in here next week. They have had a week off. Just like always, they're a very, very good team, play complimentary football, and so we know we got a big challenge ahead of us, so we got to have a great week of practice.